the Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg and Cremo.
To wake you up.
I mean, copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
I still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Good morning, guys. How
morning.
Are you doing?
Good morning.
Brilliant.
Tuesday. The rain is back, unfortunately.
Oh, I know.
Woke up or so. Man, really?
Not again.
So I walked to the car with a bath towel over my head because I realised I don't own an umbrella. It was bad.
Do you know, I haven't owned an umbrella in maybe 15 years.
Really?
Yeah.
You just get around getting wet everywhere.
You know me, I lose everything.
Yeah.
Umbrellas have no chance in my life. To stay the distance.
Yeah, we'll just use a bath towel like I do, sitting in the car at the moment.
What about a huge golf one?
Yeah,
I think you'd still manage to lose it.
Oh, I'd lose everything. Meg, see, there's a fatal flaw in your plan there because if the rain's too heavy,
it just goes straight.
Oh, I really folded it over twice. And then held it up, because it wasn't too bad because I waited in the house until it died down a little bit more and then ran.
See, I always have a garbage bag in my car.
Yeah.
For some reason. No, not losing that. You can snip like little holes in it and turn it into a proper poncho.
Oh my God. Can I just say from the outset, I'm already sick of the election.
Yeah.
Same. Too much chat already.
Last night on the news, poor old Albo, every single top story on every single news I watched was Albo didn't know the cash rate. Like, who cares?
That's a pretty cares? A big detail, but he's got a lot of things floating around in his head at the moment.
Yeah.
He would have prepped a lot.
Do you know the unemployment rate, guys?
No.
Is it 4.6 or something? I'm logging in 4.6.
Nah.
Go.
What about you?
I thought it was lower at the moment. But
number.
Three.
Nah, four.
Oh, see, I was close.
See, no one really... Like, people That's know what I mean. Roughly...
The media cares. The public don't, I feel.
Yeah.
I agree. As long as it's...
Was ScoMo asked the same question? Did he know?
Oh, he didn't know the price of a bloody loaf of bread and milk the other week.
Yeah, and a litre of petrol.
That's more out of touch.
Yeah.
I feel like the big issue this election is cost of living.
Yes.
And not knowing the price of bread and milk, I feel.
Leans heavily into not knowing about that.
The cost of living.
Yes.
Exactly.
Jess, good morning.
Morning.
Are you sick of the election yet? You're in the news media.
I mean, we love it. We've been dealing with this for like a month now. It's like we've been in election mode for ages.
We might have Albo on the show, by the way.
Oh, today?
Yeah. Not today, but coming up. I've spoken to his people overnight.
Nice. Very good.
We'll put the invite out yet again to ScoMo because you have to do that.
Yeah.
The balance.
He's probably not going to respond, though.
He's pretty heavy.
He never does.
He has a habit of not checking his emails.
Heavy on the rejection.
ScoMo I don't know how many times we've extended a branch out to ScoMo to come on the show. I don't know why. It's always a no. He goes on the other mob in town.
5 to 10 times, I'd say. Something like that.
Jackson, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You better reach out to ScoMo's people.
I'll reach out to ScoMo.
See what he wants
to want to ask Jackson, do you know the cost of a loaf of bread and a bottle of milk?
No.
I do not. This is why you are not running for Prime Minister, right?
No.
You should, though. I'd probably, if I had to vote between ScoMo, Albo or you, I'd probably go you.
Do you know what I would love? Mm. I'd love for somebody to ask both of them. ScoMo more so. I've got a cost of living question for you, Prime Minister. Do you know the cost of a packet of skin condoms and lube at Woolworths? That's what he would say. That's cost of living as well, right?
It totally
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
That's living.
Don't ask Don Perry like that.
Oh,
he
no.
would definitely.
He
was absolutely.
He would have no idea. Maybe the lube.
He might know the cost of a pregnancy test, but that's as far as it goes.
Oh, burn!
He's bought a few of those over the years.
I think so.
Oh, we're off. Lads versus lasses right now. Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. The lads, man, 33 points. Thrashing the lasses on 30. We need two players. 13-10-09 playing for a $50 Gamble and Brown at Katara Home Centre voucher. They just celebrated their birthday with a new menu and all the old favourites from the deli still available, guys.
The Novos. Lads versus Lasses.
Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. This is where we determine which is the superior sex.
Yeah.
Men or women? Clearly the men at the moment. 33 points leading the Lasses by three.
So good.
Asterisk there at the moment.
Trailing on 30.
All that matters is who's the winner now. That's all I'll say.
give it till next week.
Hey, great prize today. $50 voucher for Gamble and Brown at Katara Home Centre. Great cafe. Probably my top five most delicious cafes in Newcastle.
Yeah?
It's definitely delicious, man.
Even if you're not from Katara, go check it out.
Oh, I'll make a detour there.
You're always driving past the home centre, you know, when you're going to Westfield. Just pull in. Yeah. We still need a lad, though. 13-10-09. Let's meet our last first up.
Yeah, it's Ashley, a chef at a childcare centre, also sick of the election chat, but says she can handle it when we talk about it, which is nice, because I guess we bring a bit of spice to the chat. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, Novos. How are you?
Hello.
We're doing great. Enough of the election stuff, right?
Yeah, no, me and my partner were literally just talking about how over we are of it.
And it's only just warming up. There's a heap of, like, politicians and political commentators that have been rubbing their hands together and licking their chops all ready for this time, and we're over it.
Yeah, no, I like hearing your views on it, though, so that's always good.
Thanks, Ashley.
Appreciate you saying that.
Well, let's give you a cost of living question, Ashley. How much is a 1 litre bottle of sanitarium almond milk... unsweetened. We'll go unsweetened. What do you reckon?
How much?
You don't have to answer. It's a
that's
bad
an
joke.
Absurd.
I don't know.
Not an official Lads vs. Lashes.
$2.
Question.
Yeah, something
Three
like
bucks.
That.
Yeah.
Okay, Ashley, so just give me the real questions.
Give me the real questions. Give me the gambling brown voucher.
All right, let's do this. Question number one for you. What is mineral wool used for? Mineral wool.
Fishing.
I've
got no idea.
No, it's insulation. It's one of the main insulation types. All right, number two. What is the company Ugly Stick famous for making?
Oh, like fishing gear.
That is correct. Well done. One on the board. All right, number three. In construction, what is rebar usually used for?
Rebar. Is that like the bar that goes between the concrete?
It sure is. Oh, well done. Helps with
Ashley,
the tension. Two
how
out of
good.
Three.
Do we
pretty
still,
good.
Are we waiting for our lad, or is he ready to go?
Well, the roads are empty today. Yeah.
All the good guys are at home because all the tradies are at home.
All right, here we go. 10 seconds on the clock. Lads.
It would be good to get a point here.
Oh, nah, just don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Let us down.
Yes, just let them
13-10-09. We need a guy. It'd be pretty easy to win this.
You need three for the instant win.
If you think you can beat Ashley on two
I'm pretty
points.
Sure it's been 10 seconds.
No, there we go.
Oh, whatever.
Sozmeg.
Ah, whatever.
As if we're going to give up that easily.
All right, let's go to Eddie. Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
You're doing really well. Do you think you can beat two for the win?
Oh, I'll give it a go.
Give it a go. All right, let's do this.
On,
question
man.
One. What is the brand Batiste most famous for making? You can never pronounce that right. Batiste.
Well, I wouldn't have a clue.
You'll find it in the hair aisle, if that's any help.
Hair dye?
Nah, it's dry shampoo. All right, you need this for the win. It's multiple choice to help you out. Which of these is the world's largest cosmetic company? Is it A, Maybelline, B, L'Oreal, or C, CoverGirl?
Okay, B, L'Oreal.
Yes,
it is.
We've got a game on hands.
All right, question three. What does the company Nair make?
What is it? Nair?
Nair, N-A-I-R.
This is an
easy
one.
You've seen this in the beauty aisle, I know that much.
It's like in a toothpaste tube. But it's not toothpaste.
Is it makeup?
Nah.
Oh, damn it.
Hair removal cream.
Oh, last
Ashley's got it. Thanks, Ash.
Thank you.
Well done.
$50 gambling brown vouchers coming your way, babe. Congrats.
Thank you so much, Meg. Thanks, guys.
Ashley, were you just slapping your head with our lad there with that Nair question?
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, I know this.
I know. Give me these questions.
Of course you are, because you're a lady.
Why do all the hair removal products start with N? Nads, Nair.
I forgot about Nads.
I guess it's like no hair, Nair. In a while.
I feel like Nads is for the old, like the older generation.
Nads, I'm pretty sure, is just wax, though.
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, I've got no idea. Hey, we're talking. this is quite an interesting story up next.
Yep.
A Malaysian woman, 63 years of age, has suddenly, out of nowhere, developed a 5-centimeter long horn on her breast.
What?
We're going to talk more about how this has happened, because this is the real deal. There is a photo I'll show you in a minute.
Okay.
This is extraordinary.
Like a devil's horn?
Sort of.
Is this like the real-life version of Marlena on Days of Our Lives getting possessed by Satan?
This is just extraordinary. It's must-hear stuff. The Novos. So, interesting, this bit of a medical story here. This lady suddenly out of nowhere has grown these two horns on her chest, just on her breast, like at the top of her breast. They're called cutaneous horns, right, which sound bad and are bad. Essentially, they grow out of nowhere really quickly, and they're like giant itchy warts. Are you ready for the horn pictures?
I don't know if I want to
see. Have a look at them.
Whoa!
Out of nowhere.
Oh, my God.
There are these, like, twin horns that are poking out and, like, have a curve like a horn.
It looks like they've just popped a really disgusting pimple and that's, like, what's come out.
No, they're horns.
I know, but that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Ugh. Do you know what it looks like?
Be alert, not alarmed.
Do you know what it... Do you know... I love how we're all describing it very differently.
Yeah.
I see that, right?
Yeah.
And I imagine that's what a lady's private parts look like.
Absolutely
nothing
not.
Nothing like that. You've obviously never seen them.
Yeah. You know the, like, the outer garden?
Here we go.
Garden.
No,
the outer garden.
No.
Nothing
absolutely
like that,
not. No, don't. No.
Really?
No,
if you're thinking it looks like that, it doesn't.
It looks like almost like a weird,
I know you're disgusted
shape.
By the idea of it, but that's not it.
That's definitely not it. So apparently it's quite rare, but they can pop out and they'll grow within just a couple of months to that. They're 5 centimetres,
so
those ones.
So how did she get them removed, surgically removed? What's the process
not
now?
Not yet. So I'm guessing that's what will probably happen, but at the moment, it's like it's just become famous almost off this, because it's, you know, in the medical types, they find something rare and unusual, they go absolutely mad for it.
I'm actually horrified. That does not look pleasant. Yeah.
That's sound from the doctor.
That's a docking saw, that. I
if
think,
that was me, I'd be so tempted to just grab them and go yoink.
Oh,
like,
man.
I'd be so, like, they're just not.
So, apparently the most common causes of this are obviously exposure to, like, UV radiation.
Yep.
You've been in the sun too much and suddenly they just come out of nowhere.
I'm so glad I'm inside. I don't go outside very often. I'm glad.
Be alert. You could suddenly grow horns out
if
of nowhere.
You go tanning. Don't scare all of Newcastle.
Wear sunscreen.
A beach city.
They're very rare.
Look, wear sunscreen is all I'm going to say. That's just not appealing in the slightest.
If you want to see
the handbags out there, you know the ones. Merryweather mums. you're jogging all day.
Is that a leather handbag or are you carrying one? You know,
with your visor on in your bum bag.
And your Lorna Jane activewear.
The tiny little golf visor is not protecting your entire body.
Absolutely
you're
not.
Fantasizing.
Oh,
if you
dear.
Think it is.
Thank you for that. 6:29 at New
FM. I'm not saying thank you for that at all. That was horrifying. The Novos.
To wake you up. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on.
They sure are. Hey.
Hi.
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 Saw this come across my socials yesterday. Very interesting. A plumbing business in Sydney. He's basically done his truck up with the advertising for the business, as you do. Creeper, have you got anything on yours?
Not yet.
I thought you would have by now.
saving up.
Would you go a little bit cheeky with your advertising, even though, like, it is a like an antique business?
It's, like, cheeky ads are good for some businesses. I'm not sure. Maybe it could, yeah, because it gets people talking, that's
yeah.
for sure.
Well, this is what's happened because an article's been written by a couple of places about this plumbing business. To be fair, I don't really know the name of the plumbing business, but it says, the wetter you get, the faster I come.
Well, that's a really great tagline
yes.
for a plumber. I'm into it.
Yeah. So, what I want to know on 13109, do you have a cheeky business tagline that's got you a little bit of attention?
I like that.
Maybe we can help Crevo out with some ideas, possibly for his business. But a lot of people have been snapping this guy around Sydney purely because of his cheeky business tagline.
Very clever advertising, isn't it?
Well, sex does sell.
It does.
My favourite from back in the day was on the main street of Wyong, growing up on the Central Coast. There was a butcher who had the tagline, and it was a very cheeky looking, like, butcher painted. Like, the guy was painted, like his portrait, and it said, "Pleased to meet you," but spelt M-double-A-T, and he'd have a big old cheeky dirty wink.
Wow.
And he thought, oh, okay.
See, my favourite of all time is
absolutely
clearly
love slipping a sausage into the bag. An extra free sausage you've got there.
My favourite is the Macca's billboard in Yass.
Oh, yeah,
that's my favourite of all time. Have you seen the Macca's?
No.
Oh, just Google it. Trust me.
I've got one for a local business, actually.
Yeah.
You know Barbecue Bob Catering?
Yes, oh, yeah. We love Barbecue Bob.
Barbecue Bob in the Blues Falcon.
He's often seen parking around town.
Yeah.
Barbecue Bob Catering. No park, no problem.
Isn't it Don't Be a Knob?
Cheeky.
What does that mean, by the way? Don't be a knob.
Don't be a knob, use Barbecue Bob, I think it is.
Okay. You're not gonna forget that anytime soon,
no.
Are you? 13109, cheeky business taglines. The best ones, we have a double pass to the Knights v Eels on April 24 at McDonald's Stadium, up for grabs.
Have you seen one?
Have
or
you
is
seen
it your
one?
Business?
Is it clever? Let us know, 13109.
The Novos.
We were asking for your cheeky business taglines. If you've got one, give us a ring. We'll give you a free plug, but it's got
to
be good.
It has to be, I reckon, a little bit cheeky, a little bit naughty maybe, because this guy, a plumber in Sydney, his name's Jake actually, and on the side of his truck, it just says, the wetter you get, the faster I come.
Which, you know, is
important
great.
When you're a plumber.
Great service. That's really what they're offering. This has been sent through on Instagram, at the Novos _ Outback Oceans Aquarium. Making wet dreams come true. Once again, absolutely accurate.
If
and that's our favourite type.
If you've always wanted an aquarium, it would be your wet dream.
Exactly right.
Absolutely.
I feel like it's just so easy to revert to, like, a sex-based tagline.
Yeah.
Why do they all include the word wet?
Well, when you're dealing with
much
plumbing and aquariums all deal with wet items.
True.
It seems like
not good for
well,
a homo
go
like
somewhere,
me.
Do we want to go somewhere different than with a gym?
Okay, let's
okay,
hear it.
So
let's
we got
it.
Hit up on Instagram with this one as well. Speedfit Katara. We wear black because when we work out, it's like a funeral for fat.
No.
I like that a lot.
Now, you can imagine all of their shirts have probably got on that, got those on it. So, Speedfit Katara, well done. Appreciate the input.
Very good. And a free plug for you.
Yes.
There we go.
That's a really good one.
I do like that.
Let's give him a call.
I don't think... Well, suppose Jim's going to answer at this time of the morning.
Of course they are. They're up and about.
All right.
I want to, like, find out the...
Oh, I think that's got to have another...
I want to find out the history of this.
It's Katara. This is Amy.
Hey, Amy. It's the Novos, Maddie, Megan, Crevo. You're live on air. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, we are good. Hey, we're just chatting about, like, funny business taglines, and we put this out on our socials last night, and we were just so, like, entertained by your business tagline.
What's the business?
Oh, you don't even know it. You better tell it.
All right, so on our Instagram it said, we wear black because when we work out, it's like a funeral for fat, is what was put on our Instagram. And we just wanted to say, we love it.
look, it's true when you come in and experience what we do. So, you know, we have a little bit of fun here as well.
Do you have, like, shirts available that have that on there? Because if you don't, you really need to invest.
We don't. If you could send me something, I'll look into it.
Oh, you know what? I'll try. I'm not a very good graphic designer, but I'll see what
I can do.
Put
it on the wall at the gym.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Right
across the wall. You know, selfie motivational quotes.
Yeah.
Pop that on the wall.
Tag you guys in a photo with your photos right next to it.
Oh, yes. Good. Oh,
excellent.
Oh, thanks so much.
Thanks for taking that random call.
Yeah. For a bit of cross promotion, why not?
Yeah.
I love that.
How good.
What's the Goss is up next with Jackson. Hello.
Good morning. Do you remember back in 2007 the Kim Kardashian sex tape leaked?
Yeah, well, that was a famous point in her career. Well, right?
Is that how she got famous?
It's back to haunt her. Oh. I'm going to give you the details next. Also, too, about 50 minutes ago, the biggest Britney Spears news dropped on the internet, which I will update you on what that is next.
All right.
Excellent.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I got to testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish.
All right, Jackson, you've been teasing big Britney news. What's going on?
Yeah, so about 50 minutes ago, she's jumped on her Instagram to let us all know that she's expecting baby number 3.
Hooray!
Yes, she said that she thought she just had a food baby, and her new husband, Sam, was like, nah, girl, get a pregnancy test, and it's come back positive. She says, well, I'm having a baby. Aww. 4 days later, and she said she's going to be avoiding the public life because the paparazzi are going to try and get the money shot, so she doesn't want them to cash in on this.
Yep.
She said she's going to be having a baby, it's growing, and she's going to be just heading into the private life for the next couple of months and writing that $15 million book.
When Britney comes back with a new song...
And a new baby?
The baby will literally send the paparazzi, like you said, into a frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's going to get so much press, there's so much anticipation, the book will drop... Britney's back in a big way.
Yeah,
I think so too. Right. And I don't know. I'm glad for her because, of course, the biggest thing that she wanted to get out of that conservatorship was that she was forced to be on birth control.
Yeah.
So
I'll tell you
what she wants.
There's going to be a good looking kid.
Oh, absolutely,
definitely.
I can't believe
so hot.
Hot couple. She's so fit too.
Yeah.
Doing all those twirls on her Instagram.
Go, girl.
Twirl it up.
Her kids are so old now.
How old are they?
16.
Oh,
jeez. Isn't that crazy? That
blows
my mind.
That just makes you feel so old.
Remember when she was driving around with them on the lap?
Yeah. Not the smartest decision, Brittany.
Gone are the days.
She'll have
things will change with this, by the way.
You live and you learn. That's what they say, right?
She'll have a proper child seat this time. No doubt.
Of course. Or a driver.
I've just pulled up a picture of her kids. One of them is a spitting image of Kevin Federline.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Jeez. Let's have a squeeze.
Have a look at that. Like...
Oh, wow.
That's astonishing.
That's a mini-me.
Yeah.
The eyebrows.
The other one looks like Britney, though.
Yeah.
Good
smile.
On
your bridge. Yeah, she's living her best life.
Kim Kardashian, do you remember back in 2007 that sex tape made her famous?
That's what made her famous.
$20 million to the date.
What?
It sounds like a lot of money, but it also doesn't sound like a lot of money. Yeah, because the mama just stepped in, right?
Oh, yeah.
Broke the sex tape deal. Anyway, Ray J, who she did that tape with, has apparently been shopping the deleted scenes around. So we could see 2.0 of that.
Do you think Kim's going to hate this or not?
Well, apparently she spent about $400,000 so far in the last couple of weeks just trying to shut it down on lawyers.
Awfully convenient that this new show is coming out and all of a sudden these new deleted scenes are coming out.
Well, this has been talked about for a couple of years, but Ray J has stayed quiet on it, but apparently now he's trying to sell it, and not a great look for Kim because she's obviously just passed the baby bar and she's really, in my opinion, hustling for a political career. Like, that's the next step for her.
And I say, what a dog Ray J is.
He must be short on cash.
No, I smell a rat and think it's TV promotion for the new show.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, either that, like, they're all in on it, or just the mumager is doing it behind Kim's back.
You say that. They don't need the press. Like, the show just coming back in itself is news.
Yeah, see, I don't think they need that press at the moment.
I think the mumager will stop at nothing.
Well, the mumager's got a new haircut. Have you seen that?
No.
She's got a bob now. Karen Bob.
So how
she's ready to complain to a restaurant manager. Mm-hmm.
She's pushing 60 now, yeah?
Yes. Yeah. How awkward, though, when Kim Kardashian treats the mumager bad and the mumager says, can I talk to your manager?
Yeah, you're talking to her. You're it.
You know what?
Just a senior moment she's having.
But maybe she isn't. I mean, $20 million from that sex tape. I mean,
I love her bob cut.
Really?
I think it looks great.
Have you Googled it?
Yeah.
It's a different look for her, right?
Yeah.
Stop trying to be your daughter's doll.
That's what's happened. Now she'll just grow it a bit longer, and then she is her daughter's.
Imagine if she released a little home
it's
video.
So true.
You know what? Don't think it's going to be as successful. Just putting it out there.
Oh, let me tell you, she's had a little nip and tuck done. I think it's a fresh. She's got a fresh face on. There's a comparison
that
photo here.
Could it be a chemical peel? We don't know.
No.
No.
What happened to that saggy neck? It just disappeared.
Is turkey neck gone?
Well, she loves a gin and tonic as well.
Like the queen. Mm. The pickles the body.
I think that's what it is, the gin. You never see gin going off, do you?
No.
Just saying. Never goes bad. No expiry on that.
Oh, how good. That's why Jackson, stop. You know, you plan to get cryogenically frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Just drink more gin.
Yeah.
Can do.
Well, I know I'm on my way to becoming a gin. I love gin.
It's
and
good.
My partner found a plastic surgeon card in my car the other day.
Oh,
really?
Next stop, Mama John.
What are you getting done?
Oh, no, I was just looking at getting my nose straightened up. With a big nose.
How much does a nose job cost?
About 15,000.
Okay.
But then I settled. I was like,
You need to come in here so we can assess this. Because I've never
it's
really...
It's not bad.
I
it's not a bad nose.
Had a bad nose.
I've never looked at your nose and thought, oh, look at that.
Do you know what the problem is? It's like you go to a dermatologist for bad skin and then they point out all the flaws in your body and then they give you a card and you start to believe them.
Don't believe them.
And then you see the mumager dancing around with her jint and you think, damn, you know.
Jackson,
nothing's permanent. My beauty's not permanent.
We think you are perfect the way you are.
I think I'm perfect as well.
Put that surgeon card away. Throw it away.
You can also make a painting better. You know?
Yeah, well, you and I had a plan of getting Botox together at one point.
We did.
Yeah. What happened to that?
Oh, yeah. Well, we haven't booked in.
No.
I've decided on tattoos instead of Botox.
Does Botox hurt?
No. Unless you're weak.
Mm. I have been thinking about Botox.
Do it. It's really good. It's a preventative. And this is what, like, Kris Jenner would tell you. If you were in her family, she was mumagering you, she'd say preventative, Del.
Jess in the newsroom, have you had Botox? Have you ever planned on getting Botox?
Do I look like I've had Botox?
Well, you do have very nice skin.
No.
You're very, like, no wrinkles in sight in your face.
I hope there's no wrinkles. I'm not freaking old enough.
That's what I say. Jess is very lucky. She's mid-20s.
How old are you, Jess? You're 26, yeah?
I'm 26.
But let's take it in early because then...
Jackson was getting Botox at, like...
18.
Yeah, you could bounce a coin off my forehead at, like, 21.
I'm so jealous. Yeah, no thanks.
We love you, Jackson, just the way you are.
Yes.
This is for you. Just some Bruno Mars. Is it making you sick yet?
A little bit.
Yeah.
The Novos. To wake you up. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on.
There is nothing more frustrating than driving around and around and around for like 10, 20 minutes trying to find the perfect car space. And then you go to Melbourne, where this went down a couple of days ago, where two people found the most ideal car space on a street in Melbourne, a Honda versus a Mercedes-Benz. They're pulled into the same spot at the same time and a standoff ensued.
So it was
45 minutes.
it was one of those spots where you could drive in from either side,
right?
Front or the back.
Yes.
So they're both half in the spot, nose to nose, the two cars are.
And then they were basically having like a Mexican standoff with this car space for 45 minutes.
How ridiculous.
I know parking is at a premium in some places. I went to Warners Bay over the weekend and oh my God, you can't find a park there to save your life. However, I'm not going to sit there for 45 minutes. It's like those people who see someone reversing out and wait there. It is the most frustrating thing when you can't get
I've
around
done that.
Them. Oh, you're a horrible human being.
What? You got to wait for someone firstly, you're letting them out. First of all.
Yeah.
Second of all, you get in a park. What more do you want in life?
But are you the type of person...
Give some, take some.
Are you the type of person, though, who sees them as they're putting stuff from their trolley into the back of the car and wait?
Only if they've got one or two things left. If it's a full trolley, move on.
I'm sorry. If there's a trolley still there, you move on. Give it to someone else.
It'll be me.
But these people were waiting for 45 minutes. The Mercedes-Benz drove off. The Honda was victorious to the point where there was a crowd surrounded these two cars to see who would win and started clapping and cheering when someone was finally victorious.
Well, that's amazing.
I love the scene. That would have been great to see.
Yeah.
Entertaining.
Well, there are photos of this if you want to go check it out. But 13109, what have you seen in the car park?
Oh, the dramas that go down.
The dramas that go down. I love seeing an angry person in the car park when it's not me.
Oh, it's brilliant. I remember...
So entertaining.
At Katara one time, it was like around Christmas, and there was this... of course, you're doing the laps trying to find a park, and this lady, Karen-looking lady, about 65 grey hair, she'd been sent by her husband... It said, get out the car, there's a car park. And she was, like, blocking it with her arms stretched out and just waving people past. Like, you cannot have this park.
This is taken.
And I went to, like, put my indicator on. She said, move on.
How dare you, Prevo? That was occupied.
Obviously occupied by the car.
Clearly, Meg, was it you?
Absolutely. Do I have grey hair? I do not.
You could have dyed it silver. It wasn't you.
Team 1009, what have you seen in the car park? We do have a double pass up for grabs to the Knights v Eagles, April 24 at McDonald Jones Stadium for the best caller today.
The Novos.
13109 this morning, what have you seen in the car park, guys?
A battle in Melbourne. Not the kind of battle you'd think of, like think flow. Over a car space. Two cars, a Honda versus a Mercedes-Benz. Honestly, I have my money on the Mercedes-Benz. They both pulled into this car space and waited for 45 minutes for the other one to back down so they could actually have the car space.
How ridiculous.
Like, I have so much better things to do with my time than battle for a car space in Melbourne.
People have the road rage, though,
so,
right?
Was it on the street or in, like, a Westfield car park?
So, it looks like it was on the street, but you could, like, as Crevo said earlier, you could actually pull in from either side.
Yeah,
so,
right.
One's pulled in, the other one's pulled in nose to nose, and they were both equally, like, in the car space together.
Mm.
Half out of the street on both sides.
I was going to say, a lot of people get caught up in Westfield car park dramas. I'm the type of guy that just keeps going to the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah, just keep moving.
Absolutely.
There's always another park, like, and there's an elevator to whatever level you want to be on.
Couple levels up. You're OG.
Yeah, exactly.
So where I used to live, they had a really giant car park. Our balcony overlooked it. And whenever there was a major event in town, the car park would fill up very quickly. So I made the thing of, like, putting on my Facebook, anyone who wants to go, let me know, and I'll go park my car in there. When you get there, I'll go and move my car into my car space, and you can have it. So I've done that for Mum a couple of times, and the amount of people who get filthy at me because I won't move my car for them when I've saved it for someone, apparently you're not allowed to do that.
Apartment living.
Yeah.
That's
no longer your problem.
Yeah.
Not my problem anymore.
No, you've got another Karen neighbour
who doesn't like
your
my car space.
Oh, there he is right here, opposite. Yeah.
Don't be a greedy parker, that's all I say.
To be fair, have I been a greedy
parker?
No,
you've been good. Good as gold.
You know what? I've actually been avoiding parking in front of your house. There have been spaces in front of your house. I'm like, no, he needs to park the van there just in case he's got stuff in the
bed. What I think with this situation, just to go off topic for a bit, still car park related.
Yeah.
Crevo, I feel like if you live in a house with two people and you have two cars, you're the real greedy one. You should be parking one in your driveway.
There's plenty of space on the street. There's plenty of space.
I don't know. Two car homes, you got to put one in your yard. Like, it's just a thing.
I disagree. But
you do have a driveway
right.
and a garage.
Yeah, whoa.
Yeah, neither of which I'm using.
I love that you guys have this, like...
little rivalry going now.
Rivalry. And do you know what's so funny? You both finish work at the same time, so it's never, like, a grace period for either party.
Well, to be fair, you go straight to the shop most times, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
But the thing is, as I said, I don't park at the front of your house as a sign of respect, though, because you do have the two cars. I did regret it this morning, though, when it was pissing down.
And you wish you were.
I had a towel over my head, trying not to get wet. But you know what? I respect you enough to not park in front of your house.
I appreciate that.
Would you let Meg park in your driveway because you never use it?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, there you go. There's an option.
Oh, done.
Thanks.
Yeah. Look at that. As long as you don't let the dog out, it's fine.
Oh yeah. See that? I'd be paranoid that would happen.
Yeah. Very good. Hey guys, up next on the show. Look, Crevo, don't roll your eyes. I know you will.
Yeah. Right. I will, but
so
what
see,
do you got?
See this bracelet I have on my hand? It's like a really cute little bead bracelet.
Looks like something you get out off an island in Thailand.
It does look like that. And it's got like this really like cute white sphere on it. Anyway, this bracelet was given to me by NASA from MAPS.
Yeah.
On my birthday. It was actually from his own wrist.
That's a nice gift.
He has like 30 bracelets on his arms. And we're sitting there at dinner, a few cocktails deep. My friend and I were like, oh, give us one of your bracelets. Give us a bracelet each. I'm putting it out there right now. I think this bracelet is giving me good luck.
Really? Can I have a go?
NASA has given me a bracelet that's changed my life.
This is amazing.
I'm going to tell you why next with some of the things that have been happening. But they've only happened since NASA gave me this bracelet.
I'm going to have to get one off his wrist.
He could be some sort of magician. Wizard,
give us a wristy, Nass. The
Novos. My name is NASA. I'm from season 5 and you best know me for my outspoken, outrageous comments. I'm the only person that says it how it is.
They're plebs. Nobodies. I'm a rock star. I'm the people's celebrity. I am... Mr. Reality.
Yes, he is. So, NASA came along to my birthday dinner a few weeks ago.
Very nice. Caught up with
him. Nice. I love NASA. He's great. He gave me, from his own wrist, a bracelet that I've continued to wear since that day.
This is great.
I love, it's you know me, little... I love like a cheap Thailand bracelet.
Yeah, a good
I
luck
really
bracelet,
do.
Yeah.
A good luck bracelet. I'm very superstitious like that. I know you're not, Crevo. No. Meg, you are,
a
right?
A little bit, yeah.
Since I've had this bracelet, I've found myself running into a whole heap of, like, good luck.
And
maybe NASA is some sort of, like, wizard secretly that's just giving out good luck to people in the world.
I hear the words coming out of your mouth.
I need to hear the good luck.
I've got a few here. I've noted them down as they've happened to me in the last like a couple of weeks. I found $2 in the washing machine the other day.
Okay.
No, that's just standard.
That's enough for a can of Coke. Anyway, continue.
$2 or a hamburger from McDonald's, which I purchased with the $2.
Oh, it's just like you're
off
straight
week, you
you're
know?
Straight off a loose change menu ad.
This morning, even as late as today, I got 0 red lights on my dash to work today.
That's actually really good.
Actually, none.
That drive, you get so many.
Industrial drive up Maitland Road, like I always get stuck at the lights. That's why I'm always a bit late. Mm. Today, nothing.
Okay.
Mm.
All right, that's two things.
You got in here bang on time.
I need more.
The other day... So I put my day of the week undies on, and the day actually matched the day.
Oh,
that never happens.
So
I'm
the, lucky.
I've got the Tuesday undies on a Friday. Like it just that blew my mind. That never happens to me.
Mm-hmm.
2 nights ago, I realized there was half a ciabatta garlic bread in the freezer that I forgot about. And I made pasta, and I was like, oh, look at that.
That's just you've forgotten where you're putting food.
You know, normally I'm all for superstitions, but these are a stretch.
So I've been trying to quit smoking, and I had none the other day. I found one in the couch when I really was feeling it.
In the couch, like down the back of the couch.
Yeah. NASA, thank you for all this good luck that you've given me.
Well, you know what's happened is that I put a beautiful curse all the way from Egypt on that bracelet. That's why.
All the way from Egypt?
Yep. I gave it a bit of a blessing. I gave it the holy water. And I said, who can I give this bracelet to that I love the most? And it was you.
Nass, I'm feeling a little bit left out now because he's got all this good luck. Crevo and I are sitting here like unlucky, whatever you call it. What's going on, Nass? You got favourites now.
I'm going to send you something even better. So make sure you DM me your address.
I will.
And I will send you something even better.
Question for you, Nass. What is in your holy water? Is that a like a couple of drops of your tears? Half a can of Sprite Zero.
It's actually rose water.
Rose water. Oh.
We have an old remedy. If you have rose water and you got a sore stomach or something, it'll go away.
Nasa, tell me, you like to wear lots of bracelets. Mm. Can you tell me a bit about the history of the one you've given me? Is it really from Egypt?
Yeah, it is. It really is because it's got the eye. I think it's the one that's got the little eyes around it. I can't remember now.
No, it's like black beads, and there's one, like, bigger, just a single big white bead.
Yeah, that's sort of, it gets the evil away.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Keeping the evil away.
That's what it is. And you've already had good luck, so which is a good sign.
Yeah.
The next luck that you'll have is have me right next to you, all of you guys, after Easter or soon to host the show with you.
Oh, there we go. Who's getting luckier with that?
Can I put it out there? Can I wear the bracelet for the rest of the show and see what happens? Can I take some of the luck? Or is it like, is it destined for one person, Nass?
Yeah, it's only one person.
Oh, okay.
You can't spread that. I've got to give it to you from me, you see.
Oh, yeah, good call.
If Maddie gave it to you from him, it won't work, but I got to give it to you.
Okay.
Just wanted to say thanks, Nass.
DM me and I'll send you something amazing.
Maybe I'll just come down and see you or something. I'll come down and see you and grab that. You know, I want it straight from the source, Nass. Australia Post might mess with the
juju.
With the juju.
Yeah, no, that's true. No, come and see me and we'll have some dinner again and have some drinks.
Yes.
And then I'll deck you out in all beautiful things.
Oh, beautiful.
All beautiful things.
Have a great day, Nass. That's all.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
There you go.
Look at Nass. He's sharing the luck too.
I know.
Can I just say, I'm really proud that no maths was mentioned in that break.
It's quite extraordinary, really.
No maths in the making of this radio segment. How fantastic.
The Novos.
To wake you up. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on.
So when you Google something, sometimes after it, like in the little box below, it gives you other questions that people have also asked. Now, it doesn't give it every time, but sometimes some of the other questions people are asking are so fascinating. So what I wanted to do is go through some of the big topical things people are Googling at the moment, because some of the stuff people also Google straight after gives a great insight into, I guess, what people are thinking.
I've just put a question into Google, what is? So these are the top ones. What is my IP? What is NATO? What is NFT?
See, there straight away, you realise what people are thinking about. NFT, that crazy sort of crypto art type situation. The IP thing, everyone wants to know when your Wi-Fi goes down.
Number four, so depressing. What is a close contact in New South Wales?
Very depressing, but also a great statement on our state of mind. What's really going on?
We need to know it right now.
So we're going to go into some of these up next. Some are great.
The Novos. Novos.
Yeah, so I thought I'd go for a bit of an insight into what people are thinking by doing some of the, I guess, people also ask questions on Google, because it just shows what, you know, the world is thinking, really. It's a great insight into it because it's real data. It's not just a guess at what people are thinking, right?
This is true. It's always very entertaining for that 2 seconds that, you know, you encounter this in life before you Google what you want to Google.
Exactly. Now, one of the most Googled celebrities out there in a sort of where are they now type situation is Honey Boo Boo. So if you search like where is or where are they now, Honey Boo Boo is like one of the top search celebs of all time.
Baffles me,
which is fascinating, right? But some of the one in the top, I guess, five questions that come after that,
yep,
is where can I buy those giant jars of Cheezels? Which to me shows a greater insight into the American psyche than you might want to think, because you know it's mostly Americans googling that, and you know that's what they're thinking when they think Honey Boo Boo. Now, I don't know, it just, perhaps is one of the least appetizing parts of that show, and that says a lot about that show.
Nothing about her talent, nothing about her net worth, it's about the Cheezels.
People go straight to that. People also want to know about the mum. That's for a bit darker reasons. Not going to go into that. Let's talk Britney Spears, because she's been a topic of conversation this morning. Now, what have you got there,
Meg? Literally search. The question I asked was, how old is Britney Spears? And then I've got the people also ask.
Yes. So what have you got up there?
So what is Britney's real name?
Okay, interesting.
Net worth. Everyone
wants to know that.
Can Britney Spears see her kids?
Oh, interesting.
Because a lot of people, especially at the moment, because she just announced she's pregnant, obviously a lot of people are asking that question.
Now, I went down the Britney Spears rabbit hole and went through a couple of different searches, and you come across, of course, Kevin Federline, because he was...
Who?
Ferdinand, sorry.
Kevin what? Ferdinand?
What have I've written down the wrong
who is
name.
That?
You know
is that
who I'm
a Kevin
talking about.
Federline impersonator.
Yeah, it is. Okay. I've written down the wrong name. But people also ask,
Does he sell fertilizer?
he could own a company, make a lot of money off it.
Sorry, continue.
They ask, why did he wear so many bandanas? Which is an excellent question.
It was a 2004 trend. Like, it was a big thing.
Hey, that's what people are asking.
Aren't bandanas horrific? Kevin,
with a cap over the top,
Kevin
even Fettler, better.
No good.
Continue, Creeper.
On celeb stuff, when you type where is, a lot of people are asking, do all celebrities live in LA? Now, that to me also shows a dramatic misunderstanding of where people live in general.
Do you know, I've just put in, how old is?
Oh, okay, who's coming
this
up as the top ones?
What a mixed bag. How old is Brooklyn Beckham, of course, getting married?
Okay, easy topical one to understand.
The Queen.
Yeah.
Anthony Albanese. Putin. Tom Holland. Scott Morrison. Zendaya.
Zendaya, that's a weird one.
And, get this, so weird, the Sunrise Weatherman. How old is Sam Mac?
Really?
Sam Mac just announced he's having a baby as well. Yes, so that's probably why. What a mixed bag.
You know what, though? When you read through those, as you said each one, I've genuinely thought, I wonder how old all of those are. And that just shows collectively in the world, we all think really eerily similar.
It's two things that come to mind. How old are they and how much money do they have?
That is true.
Because everyone's like, what do their net worth is? And you do search it.
And once again here, another insight into, I think, the American psyche. Because obviously it's going up to summer there, coming into summer. And then there's like, how do you lose weight for summer? That sort of thing. Like different health questions. And then in the top 10 after that, does farting burn calories?
Does it?
with over 5 million monthly searches.
Wow. There is one I just want to bring up right now on the net worth thing. So there are three responses. What is the net worth of Elon Musk?
Classic.
What is the net worth of Jeff Bezos? The last one. What is the net worth of the Wiggles?
Weird.
Musk, Jeff Bezos, and the Wiggles.
I would have thought at least Warren Buffett would have been way up there.
Wiggles probably just as rich.
Probably. Well, which Wiggles, though? Well,
they've got two streams of concerts at
the
moment.
Do we have OG Wiggles or, like, you know, the
OG
ones who have just started? Probably not that much.
OG ones are rolling in the wealth.
Yeah.
They're the ones who
they're
really have the cash.
In the dosh.
Yeah, the 15-year-old that they've got out front now. You know they're paying her minimum wage.
$29.90 an hour.
Yeah.
and only the hours you work.
Yes.
Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy.
She probably does not sound like that at all.
Absolutely.
Big two of them. Fruit salad. She's only 15.
Oh, God.
Hey, birthday lotto up next. We're $275. Creevo, what month are we looking for?
All right, just spun the wheel, and it has come up as January.
January. If you're born in January, you want $275. We are playing next, 13:10:09.
The Novos. Are you serious?
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos. Birthday. Lotto.
We've already had a winner this week. Can we make it two in a row? I think we can. $275 up for grabs for someone who is born in January. Let's do this.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Player one today. Her name is Kira from Shortland. She works in childcare. Says she has no shame around her Google search history because we're all weirdos when we search. That is very true. She's married but had to postpone her honeymoon. So if she wins the cash, it'll go towards that. Kira, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Kira. Wow, so you postponed your honeymoon. Where were you going to go?
We were going to do a big trip around the US, Canada.
Oh, geez. Yeah, you want to put that on hold, you know, a year ago. Are you going to do it again now?
Yeah, so we December is coming
here. December this year.
Yeah. How good. All right. Well, let's spin these balls
yes.
for you.
Good luck. Cross. $275. You could buy a lot in the US.
Yeah. Yesterday on the show, we gave away $800.
Sissy. That was great.
To Sissy.
But hopefully, $275 to Kira if she was born on January
23. Oh, it was a good
one. Wait, what? You've got the worst phone line, so I don't know if you've won or lost right now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You keep
sort
cutting
off?
Out.
When were you born?
I'm 24.
Oh, one off. January 24. Bugger. So close. Sorry.
Sorry, Kira.
That was very anticlimactic, wasn't it?
What a time for the phone line to cut out.
No.
No. I think she would have said in that bit that we missed.
Oh, you know.
Too much. Hey, it's back before 9 o'clock.
The Novos.
To wake you up.
No. We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Nick.
You know what? No, not.
You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter in Newcastle, and the mics are on now.
All right, up next we are playing What's My Age Again. This is a year-long competition around the team of guessing how old you are. We ask you a couple of lifestyle questions, combine that with the sound of your voice, and hopefully guess your age bang on. The closest without going over gets the point. If you get it bang on, though, you get double points. Now, Creevo, you're a steamroller this year.
Yeah, absolute genius, some call me.
Absolute genius?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going? Okay, we'll go with that. Matty, 10.
Yeah,
and I'm sitting on 4.
Do you make Emmy call you that?
Of course not.
Genius.
It's not me saying that. That's people that I've heard.
He does get millionaire Mark in the bedroom, though. Like, that would probably work.
No, not that. That doesn't happen, I'll
tell
you now.
Call me millionaire Mark.
No one's saying that.
All right, so we ask you a bunch of lifestyle questions and basically guess how old you are.
Basically,
we can turn this around today. Four on the board, Meg.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Well, last week I wasn't here and Tyler played for me and didn't get me any points. Thanks, Tyler, for that. 13:10:09, if you want to play, we're going to do it next.
Did I just sense a touch of bitchiness there?
Maybe.
Oh.
Come on.
Meg, women are meant to build each other up in the world.
Not when they don't get me any points and what's my age again.
The Novos.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos, what's my age again?
Creevo, you're sitting on 13. Maddie, you're sitting on 10. I'm sitting on a very lowly 4. I'm coming back today.
Oh, good.
I say this every week and I fail. But it's going to happen. So basically, we're going to ask a couple of listeners some questions, some lifestyle-based questions, combine that with the sound of their voice, and guess their age. The closest without going over is going to get the point. I'm all for double points today.
All right.
Yeah. Me?
Hey, also, if you want to join, 13:10:09, we've got some football tickets to a lucky listener today, to the Knights versus the Eels.
It is, I believe. Yeah. How good.
First caller. Let's go to Cassandra from Greta. Hey, how are you?
Good.
Okay, Cassandra.
Young sounding name.
Question number one. What kind of milk do you normally buy?
Light milk.
Light milk.
Light.
Okay. Mm. All right, question two. How many pets do you have?
A few.
A few. You don't
Can't
know.
Even count, so that's a lot.
You're a big pet owner.
Do you live at a zoo, Cassandra?
No.
All right, there are your three questions.
All right, here we go. All right.
Prebo?
Yeah, I'll guess first. I think you are 32.
I'm going with 37, Meg.
34. Cassandra, how old are you?
I'm 47.
Oh, that goes Maddie.
For Maddie.
Well done.
Good
Thank
job.
Thank you, Cassandra.
All right, let's go to Rachel. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you going?
Good, thank you.
All right, let's get into your questions. First of all, do you have a TikTok account?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
What was the last movie you watched?
I can't even remember.
Rachel's not a big movie watcher.
Or has bad memory because she's become old recently. Oh. Also possible. All right.
48, I'm locking in.
Okay, I'm going to lock in 53.
I'm going to go 54.
44.
Oh, no points.
Oh,
nothing.
No, sorry, you got
Rachel.
Us.
You got us. You got right. us.
Let's go to Shana. Hey.
Hey, how are you?
My good, Shana. You sound real young.
Young sounding voice. That was my thought too, yeah.
Okay. Here's a question for you. Do you prefer Kmart or Big W?
Big W.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
All right,
class,
okay.
No Enco inside of
no.
Big W.
No. All right. Are you Team Apple or Team Samsung?
Gotta be Samsung.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Agree. Meg's wrong. Don't even worry about it. Okay. I think you are 28.
I'm going with 34.
26.
I am 38.
Crevo.
Oh, no. Hang on. What was your guess, mate?
34.
Oh, yeah, Maddie. Oh.
Thanks, Shana.
Thanks, Shana.
Thanks for that extra point.
Two points.
Now, so 12. I'm on 12.
Okay, still 13. Not winning.
What?
I hate this game.
Did you say you hate me?
No, I said I hate this game.
You were all about
Don't
it about
how
two.
Annoyed.
You were all about it two
Jeez.
Minutes ago, Meg.
Yeah, I tried to manifest some points and look what happened. I need your the bracelet.
I told you.
It's the bracelet.
Yeah, you have to get your own.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go down and see NASA's flight today.
Look how many bracelets I've got, though. Zero, and I'm doing pretty good. Just saying. What's the goss up next, though, with Jason Jackson?
Yeah.
He's like, wearing an anklet.
Where do you think I'm hiding my beads, Meg?
Oh, let's not go there.
That's an interesting place to keep them.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's an interesting wallet you have there, sir.
It's the hookups and the split-ups edition of what's
about Jackson's the ignoring leather wallet. Everything.
The Beckham wedding. Let's chat about it. Also, too, the Cyrus family rocked by a family breakup.
Are they wearing beads, by any chance?
Have a look at the pictures on the paparazzi. Oh, I can't see any.
Do you have any insight on that, Jackson?
Next question.
That's a really interesting wallet you've got
Thank
there,
you.
Crevo. What is it, like a rusty sheriff's badge on the front?
No, it's... It's Ted Baker, actually. Lovely leather. Have a listen to that. Ooh, very soft leather.
Soft? Mm. Leather's hard.
Not this leather.
What are you doing with your wallet?
Well,
slapping things with
no,
the wallet.
No, you got to put...
Too many bracelets in.
You got to put a nice, like, leather conditioner on it. It's the way to...
Where do you buy that from?
Leather conditioning shop.
Oh, any local shops?
I didn't know there was a shop for
Woolworths. Just Woolworths. Come on.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
Coronavirus!
but it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
What's the goss? Jackson's here. What's the goss time? What have you got for us up first?
Let's start with the Beckham wedding. Have you seen all the photos of this?
I saw an article before saying they spent $90,000 just on flowers.
Yeah, well, it was a huge day. I mean, big decisions were made with the guest list. I don't know if you've seen, but apparently Posh and David agonized over which royal couple to invite. Because they went to Meghan Markle and Harry's wedding, but they also went to the other two that I forget about. What are their names?
Beatrice.
Kate and Will.
Oh, you meant like Prince of Beatrice or something.
No, they're not that low down.
Apparently they're friends with both, and look, old Megsy and Harry didn't get the invite to the Beckham wedding because they chose the others.
See, what do you then do the old like late invite so that it's so late you know they can't make it?
What, but why would you want Kate and Wills at your wedding?
But this is the awkward thing. Mm. Aren't Meghan and Harry based in the US already and the wedding was in Florida?
Well, they're based in Los Angeles, so I mean, they're closer and they're much cooler. I know who I'd prefer at my wedding. I mean, Meghan Markle over Kate.
Do you know...
All day.
Really interesting insight into Victoria Beckham's life. So in terms of the Spice Girls that were invited, Mel B, Mel C, Emma Bunton was invited, but she had to pull out for personal reasons. Jerry Halliwell / Horner, not invited.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Some salty entrails of their feud, I reckon. I don't know. It's so weird.
Pretty telling. I'm surprised Mel B's there because I feel like...
Jerry's such a pick me girl, though.
Yeah.
Like, look at me, I'm going to rock up in my Union Jack dress.
Unless she's being escorted out of a suitcase
Of
Robbie Williams' hotel room.
Maybe that's how she wanted to sneak away into it.
Maybe she did sneak in.
But this is like a like just adding to the long list of things that the royal couple Meghan and Harry haven't been invited to. They were rumoured to do something at the Oscars, didn't happen. They weren't invited to Barack Obama's birthday party. They're not getting involved in anything. Do you reckon it's their choice? They're just really just damaged goods now. They're not getting involved.
I reckon the Queen has had a word with some people.
Mm. She just phones up people.
Pulled some strings.
Mr. Obama.
Do you know, they've been slammed for not attending Prince Philip's memorial a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Harry and Meghan were whinging about not having security detail, but it turns out like they would have under like Will's and Kate's security. They just didn't go.
I feel sorry for Harry and Meghan, though. Like, you think about this, right? All the press has been like, they're not invited to anything, then nobody's going to know events. But if they went to these events, they'd be like, look at these show-offs.
They wanted privacy.
Yeah, that's true. It's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation for them.
Maybe everyone's just scared of the Queen. They should have a stern talking to their Uber drivers on the way home. moving on. Let's not get involved in that today.
Nope.
Miley Cyrus is spoken out because do you know what really shook me today? Learning that Billy Ray Cyrus and Tish Cyrus are still married?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that because there was all that drama a couple of years ago about Miley calling out her dad for being a bad ex-husband, but they're being divorced. They've filed for divorce in the US for the third time.
What?
Okay.
So, they've
gotten back together how many times now?
Well, Tish, three, and Tish is doing the old achy breaky heart on Billy Ray, so they've just filed for the third or fourth time. I'm not 100% sure.
Well, you just think,
if you file for divorce more than twice, you shouldn't be able to get remarried.
Oh, no, I think it's cute to get back together.
Obviously, they will again.
Yeah,
you know, they've been, I've just Googled here, they've been together 28 years. They'll divorce and then get back together.
Their idea of going to sleep in the doghouse for the night is we're getting divorced.
Exactly. They have one big argument.
There's always that couple.
I love you. Let's get married again.
Tish Cyrus looks the same age as Miley.
I know. And can do you know what? The only reason I really
did
this...
That is extraordinary.
The only reason I really did this story is to just give everyone a heads up. Miley Cyrus... And Maddie, you know what I'm about to do. Miley Cyrus released a live album. It's so good. It's so good. Like, it's got a lot of covers on it. If you want to make your day, give yourself a little bit of chill bumps on the body.
Is there
go take a listen.
So, live album, is there like a video version of this as well?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's very good. Very talented family. I'm sad that Billy Ray's probably turning this song up.
The thing I love about Miley is her voice isn't too high-pitched, and she can pull off all of these rock songs really, really well.
Miley's just living her best life now.
Yeah. I'm just so astonished how similar Tish looks to Miley.
I know.
They could be sisters.
She's got a better surgeon than the mumager Kris Jenner, right? Don't you reckon?
Yeah.
Like that's,
yep.
That's a good...
That's extraordinary.
You know, with Miley, I honestly believe she's now transitioned away from having to release big records.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she's transitioned to a stage in her career where, like, she's self-sustained.
Mm,
like, just by who she is and, you know, just her proven vocal ability.
I think a lot of
star power, it's done.
A lot of people crapped on Miley Cyrus, especially, like, that VMAs performance that she did. But I reckon she's going to go down as one of the best performers out of our generation.
Well, she had the whole Hannah Montana, the Disney phase, and then she went through the little bit of a, I'm going to say, train wreck phase.
Well, it's understandable now that her parents are getting divorced every 3 years.
Yeah.
It's
and then
the
she
time.
Kind of reinvented herself again into this, and I think this is where her sweet spot is.
Do you know what is so fascinating? When we look back, right, when Wrecking Ball was released.
Yeah.
And she was, you know, well, you know how you say
licking hammers and
yeah,
whatnot.
Licking hammers, acting differently than she had before. I'm not going to say acting crazily.
Yeah.
But acting different to what we'd known. I think Miley, when you look back now, was quite tame.
Yeah.
Like, I see music videos now and I'm just like, what? Like,
what am I watching?
We don't even blink an eye at the level of sex in music videos now.
No.
We like... trolled Miley was so, trolled so much because of, you know, she wore some undies on her and rode a wrecking ball. Like,
yeah,
it's interesting.
Pretty also, tame.
How quickly we forget that it's just an early 20s girl finding her way in the world in front of the millions of people that adore her and then want to crucify her.
I think in her particular situation though, she went from one extreme to the other. She went from the Disney good girl to that, and because there was such a stark contrast on her activities, that's why she was slammed so much.
See, I like to put this rule in place before I judge, and I know I sound very judgy, trust me, I'm kind of a nice person, I'm 50-50 depending on what day you get me or how many drinks in I am, but you gotta think, like, what would people think of me if they seen on a world stage what I did growing up? How I found myself, oh my lord, like, you know, cut Miley a break.
If
give her a pass.
If you knew me 10 years ago, completely different. I was much more of a train wreck. I'm still a train wreck
when
now.
When you were Megzy Sparkle.
When I was Megzy Sparkle back in the day.
At the stage.
I still go to the stage, though, let's face it.
Nothing's
I took
changed.
A 6-year hiatus, but I'm back, baby.
Anyway, stay tuned. Thank next week you. I'll be telling you Billy Ray's back with Tish.
Can't wait.
Invite to the wedding?
Well, do you even get remarried if you get divorced that many times?
Oh, they probably will.
They will.
Any excuse from a Cyrus party.
Maybe they'll invite Megan and Harry.
Meg really is the Miley of the stage. The live performances you do at karaoke night.
Astonishing.
Great. It's an experience.
It is.
It really is. I encourage you all.
Last time we went, there was moshing when you were singing.
Moshing?
I don't remember. I don't remember what I did.
Oh, it must have been a long time ago.
You did some, like, My Chemical Romance song.
Oh, there's a high chance that's very possible.
Welcome to the submarine! That's a live recording.
Thanks.
8:30.
The Novos.
To wake you up. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on.
I just thought I'd bring this up because I'm actually so floored by this.
I don't know what you're referring to.
You just revealed to us off air that when you were how old? 16.
16, my sweet 16th birthday.
You had a McDonald's birthday party with
like a kid's
party,
like a kid's one.
Yeah.
So emo.
At Edgeworth.
A bunch of depressed people in black clothes.
Most of my friends weren't emo. To be fair, most of my friends weren't emos. I was like the only one.
Not a happy meal in sight.
Happy birthday, Meg.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That's interesting.
Someone copped the ice cream. Someone actually picked up the ice cream cake and smashed it in someone's face too.
What made you want to do
that? Well, no one was throwing me a 16th birthday party, so I thought I'd do it myself and I booked it.
The things we do as teenagers.
Yeah.
I think it's like, well, ironic, to be fair, or hilarious.
Normally, the person they get to host these parties is normally like 16, 17 years old. So they just got to hang out. They were really happy. They didn't have to deal with children.
Did
for
you guys
half an
sneak
hour.
Booze into it?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, good. I was a good emo kid.
Did you get the tour afterwards of the kitchen?
No, it was quite funny.
This
though.
Is where you might work
to
next
be fair,
week.
My fourth birthday party was there, and then I had my 16th there.
Were you guys
so
like playing on the slides?
We weren't allowed.
You must be below this height.
Yeah.
Oh, you tried.
We tried, but they said, no, you can't.
You know
do that.
What really feels weird to me.
What's
about
that?
This whole thing?
What?
Was there like a Ronald McDonald guy dressed
no,
up
there
at
was
a party
no,
with
no.
a bunch of 16
No, they just had the 16-year-old worker behind the counter who comes out to be like the party host.
Oh, yeah.
You're older than them.
Yeah, I think we were.
105 commercial breakups. Yes, it is. Wow. What are you doing at 16, Jackson?
Not that. There is someone in my street, though, that has one of those Ronald McDonalds on a chair on their front porch.
Oh, they're creepy.
My heart goes Becky Hill. Is it?
Yeah, Becky
Hill. Topic? It's like the theme song to my body this morning. I had a coffee for the first time.
Wow.
You are buzzed.
I'm starting to come out of it, though.
Also, Ronald McDonald cancelled.
Yeah.
He's gone.
I think so.
They quietly got rid of Ronald McDonald because.
What did he do?
It was that whole. Remember that whole clown scare thing? That when everyone was clown scaring people?
Yeah.
They're like, let's just retire him now.
And whoever thought that, like, it was okay to teach children that it's okay to burgle McDonald's, the hamburger? Like, go steal food?
Yeah,
you
I think
know?
That's been retired too.
Just on this as well, what is Grimace? Like, what is he?
A nugget, I think.
Is he a nugget? He's purple, though. That's a bit odd.
Also, what I call everybody that I don't like. Gaga is coming up, and I love this. A bit of fresh Camila and Ed Sheeran. Look
still
at me on
there.
Board the train of Camila Cabello. Who thought that would ever happen?
I never thought I'd see the day, but you can keep this to yourself.
Nah, you know what? Camila and Selena, top singers.
Camila's a great singer. Great voice.
Yeah,
this
and
song.
Selena, same. Great. Awesome. Agreed.
Havana. Everyone loves a bit of Havana in their life.
I do like that song, actually.
Oh, how good.
Don't you
we love
oh,
it.
I'm
we're just vibing out this morning. Hey, it's coming up after 9. Sorry, Meg, I cut you off there. What were you going
to
say?
I was going to say, I thought you were trying to get the Selena Gomez thing up then. I'm really happy you didn't.
That's on break for a second.
I don't have to get it up because it's already
ready all the time.
Yes, it's already
top singer in the world.
Anyway, that joke's
at least
done.
I don't
I'm not doing
to,
it anymore.
Yeah, good. Thanks.
I think going for 2 weeks. Coming up next, I want to talk about something a bit weird. Right now, bear with me. So, you know, I'm a single guy. I've been single for like 5 years, a long time, five, maybe six. I've lost count. I've stopped counting. I like being alone now.
You stop counting after like 3 or 4.
Just a sad life, really. Anyway,
emo kid right here. My God.
I had a really weird moment the other night because I have like a little cat. His name's Harry. He's a year old. I love him. He's a great cat.
I love
cat.
Harry. He's beautiful.
He's a beautiful cat. Very needy. You know, I realized that I think I'm in a relationship with my cat.
Okay.
Like a platonic relationship.
Obviously, yes. Yeah. You're not planning a marriage with Harry.
We don't make love. But
I'm glad you reinforced
well,
that.
Good of you to clarify.
I just wanted to put it out there. So I want to run through a few things why I think I don't think I could like be in another relationship until Harry dies because Harry
oh my
get
God.
Rid of him because he's very overwhelming in my life. You like, know, doing things such as sleeping in the same bed together, we eat together.
What?
You actually give him half of your meal sometimes,
no,
don't
but
you?
We have dinner at the same time.
What?
All these weird things. I want to run through a few next and get your opinion. Do you think it's too much? I think you're going to say yes.
Yeah.
The Novos.
A realisation I've had of late, and that is I think I'm in a relationship with my cat.
You know, I'm glad you found love.
Taken a while.
You deserve love and you found love.
I think I'm in a committed relationship with a cat and I don't think I can actually meet anybody until the cat's gone from my life. His name's Harry. Beautiful
We've been
yellow eyes.
In a committed relationship now for 12 months.
For 1 year, yeah. It's very
Living
nice.
Living together, very serious.
Sleeping in the same bed.
I just had a night the other night where I honestly thought, I don't know what the hell I'm doing with myself. You know, I don't make myself available to to guys, really, ever. And I thought, maybe it is because of the cat. I don't think I could possibly invite anybody over without Harry just, like, you know, having a drama.
Well, you've said this has happened before.
Well, yeah, like the last time I invited a gentleman over for some conversations.
Mm.
Harry embarrassed me so much because I put him in the room, literally carrying on like a crazy thing in the room.
Scratching the door.
Ruined the whole thing. But I was sitting there and I realized as I was having my dinner and I had just put his dinner in his bowl that we're eating dinner at the same time. Our meals are in sync.
Now, did you light some candles, set them...
Do you know, I always have candles on at night. It is very romantic.
Do you put his bowl up on the table? So is he eating on the table with you?
No, on the table, no. but then after dinner, like a couple does, we'll put the TV on, put Home and Away on, 7 o'clock.
He comes up on the couch.
He finishes his dinner, he comes up, he stretches out, comes and sits on my shoulder and we watch TV together, like any couple do.
Oh, jeez, Maddie.
You're more of a couple than Josh and I were for the last few years.
Wow, I didn't think you'd go there. But okay.
So, well, it's interesting because I haven't been around to your place in a while, Maddie.
Yeah.
But when I last visited, you and him, like your eyes connect across the room. And then you looked at him and I don't know if he was jealous that I was there. He ran over like pad, 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 pad. And he comes over to you and you reached out to him and you said, come here, my Harry, and picked him up and looked
at him. I called him my son. Come here, my son.
Come here, my son. Come here, my son.
Another thing, you know when you're in a relationship.
Looked at him eye to eye.
You know when you're in a relationship,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you have like your little couple talk with each other.
Yeah.
Like not baby talk, but that kind of vibe. You have your love language. I've started literally when I'm home because I don't see my housemate all that much. I think I talk more cat than human. Like I talk to him. So I'm like, Harry. And he comes over. He loves it. He starts doing it back to me. We have our own love language.
You know what I just realized?
Oh my God.
You pay his rent.
Yeah.
You buy his dinner.
Yeah.
You're a sugar daddy.
And then, you know, we finish watching TV for the night. This is the pattern every night. He comes up. I say, come on, let's go to bed. Come on. And he just runs in my room, jumps up on the bed, and he comes and spoons me.
Yep.
I have to put my left arm out and he rests his little head on my forearm here.
You're in an actual relationship with the cat.
I am. Like, and if I had...
In an LTR.
If I had somebody over...
Yeah.
I just don't know what I would do. Like, I don't know how to... I need Dr. Harry.
I think
I need Dr. Harry to come over, knock on the door randomly in the middle of the night.
If you were to get into an actual relationship, you'd have to have it solely at the other person's house.
Yeah, you'd never be able to...
You'd be cheating on Harry.
He would be so upset. Well, you saw...
Very vengeful as well.
Mm.
So, like, if I've annoyed him or he wants something and I don't give it to him, he'll just, like, drop a nug.
He's a jealous partner.
He does it and he knows it. He knows it. He's a jealous partner.
You're the sugar daddy.
I mean, throwing it out there as well. Hit us up on Instagram @thenovos_. If you've got any tips to help Maddie with this
pandemic
situation.
Pandemic pets. Do you know who I blame for this? I do love him. I blame you, Jackson. You encouraged me. You pushed me. You said, you need to get a cat, man. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it.
And it's been the best decision ever. Look, it's like the most beautiful relationship you've ever blossomed in your life.
Jackson is a pet enabler.
Can I burst your love bubble just for a second here?
Yeah.
Two facts about cats that I want you to
know.
If it runs away, it was deliberate. Cats know how to get home. So if your cat's left you, didn't like you. Two, the cat's only showing you affection and getting jealous when people come close to you because you're its food source. So if you pass, it's nibbling down on those eyeballs, my buddy.
You know, you did mention
gobble,
that.
Gobble, gobble.
Cats are the only pets that like to nibble on your body if you die.
Straight through the eyeballs.
And do you know what? I Googled it because that's where all facts come from.
Mm.
And you're right.
It's 100% true.
You're correct. They do.
So
they go for the soft areas, apparently. The nose and the lips.
This is why I don't own a cat.
Meg, let me tell you, if you'd let those birds out of the cage, I'd peck they your face
me.
Off.
They love me.
Straight for the eyes. Once again, the food source.
There's no seed in there. We're good.
Soft jelly.
Got a sad life. Birthday Lotto is up next.
That it is worth $275 if you'd like to win some. All you need to do is be born in December. 13-10-09. Looking for December babies. This is your chance.
The Novos.
Are you serious? I wish.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish.
And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos. Birthday. Lotto.
Yeah, can't be easier than this to win money. Just be born. December. If you were born in December, congrats, you're in with a chance already. Let's meet our contestant.
Yes, we're going to Breen. Cameron Park works in an office. Feels for Maddie because she says she has a similar situation with her four rabbits. Believe it or not, counting down to her holiday over Easter, taking the kids away for school holidays. Good morning, Bree.
Hi.
Hey.
So do the rabbits sleep in the bed with you as well?
No, they're in the cage.
No, they're in a cage, are they?
Not as full on as Maddie's relationship with Harry.
Oh, we do have one rabbit a bit older, and she comes in with my daughter and has her on the bed on a towel.
Does the rabbit?
Are too feral.
Do they? Okay. Do you eat dinner at the same time? Like
no.
Candles and everything.
Rabbits just they just nosh all day.
Today?
Yeah.
Nibble.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do this. We're going to spin these birthday balls for you now because yesterday this went off, guys. $850.
$800.
Wow.
That's right. She's off.
But all we're going to do is spin these birthday balls, hopefully pull out Bree's birthday.
You feeling
and she'll
lucky?
Be $275 richer.
Okay, here we go. Spinning around. Sorted. Okay.
All right. Were you born on the 19th of December?
No, 29th.
Very quiet birthday balls this morning.
Sorry. Yeah, well, they're further away in the studio. They've had to be moved to the other side of the room for some reason. Mm. It's all good.
Adjustments to the machine need to be made.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what happens when it goes off.
I just put some extra WD-40, so it just sounds really smooth.
You know,
birthday Lotto, back
you
tomorrow.
You being so mechanical.
105, commercial freeze. Up next with Jackson.
Hello.
Just have that in your bag, the WD-40.
Get it out. It's very handy. Straight away. Great lubricant.
You use it on so many different things.
Oh, that's why it's got 40 in it, 40 different uses.
Yeah. Is that legit?
That's right.
Proven.
Made that up.
That's how rumours have started. Riri.
Yes.
And Umbrella. A bit of Lost Frequencies.
Yes, of course.
As well. And I cannot get over that this is a 16-year-old girl called Gail. What did her parents do to her? Anyway, I like the song.
Great song.
She's so bitter for a 16-year-old too. I love it.
That's because she's called Gail.
Oh, here comes Gail. God.
Do you think she goes to Macca's for her birthday parties?
If she didn't,
like
I'd be very disappointed.
Exactly.
No, Gail's more of a girl that does her birthday party at, like, the Cat Cafe.
I was about to say, I just realised next Thursday, I'm pretty sure it's Creepo's birthday. Are we having a Macca's kids party for your birthday, Creepo?
That's just creepy.
I think we should.
Absolutely not.
I think we should.
Not happening.
Jackson, 105. Up next, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.